This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and it is a great day. It is raining, and isn't that fun? It was snowing not too long ago, a couple of days ago. We had snow, and you know, with an eighth of an inch, people wanted to shut the schools down. Some difference from Mount Shasta, where if you got a foot, you might consider closing the schools, but not with an eighth of an inch. But, you know, we're here in Eugene, Oregon, and Springfield area, and so it's a different place. And we love Eugene, just love Eugene. So today I want to start out with a little bit of astrology, and it's all focusing on self-esteem. My guest, Tammy Brannon of Instinctive Life Coaching, will be with me shortly. And you know what? She's never worked with the Tarot cards. And so this is kind of an interesting, as we open, we're going to have a new field for her to kind of just look at and see what's going on. And some of the listeners out there, I know that you've never worked with the Tarot. I sometimes use it and I sometimes don't need to use it. Things just happen the way they are supposed to. This morning I had this great session with one of my friends. It was a birthday reading, and things came out of that was so interesting, and I won't share the details. It was just all of a sudden something kicked in, which is my earlier training in intuition, where I was able to spot a little culprit without a name who was sabotaging. And you know, when that happens, you know, sometimes we don't realize why things happen to us. We may, you know, have an automobile accident, something may happen, and we just don't realize why these things keep happening to us. And maybe that part of us inside wants attention. And if we're not paying attention, guess what? It wants attention, and we'll find every way possible to get your attention. And that's why there's a part of you that wants attention. So what part of you wants attention here? And what part of you is that it's representing that self-esteem? And maybe that part just doesn't feel acknowledged. And so we're kind of focusing on that for self-esteem. Well, let's look at what's coming up with this new moon on the 22nd of January. It's in Aquarius. Well, you know, this is the age of Aquarius. Yeah, well, I don't know whether it is or it isn't, but here we are. So an Aquarius new moon, which means new beginnings. In the next 2 weeks, it's a good time to look at your vision, your mission, and to decide, are these goals that I have really what I want to be doing? And it's time to really, let's look at expanding our circle of friends, organizations, and maybe delving into some new ones that we haven't experienced before. And we're creating win-win situations out of everything that we're doing. Now, win-win is a good, that's a good concept. Win-win, when you benefit and the organization benefits, the other person benefits. And it's about the collective consciousness of expanding that, which is what Aquarius is all about. I wonder how many people out there have Aquarius in your chart. Well, everyone probably does. Is it prominent? Are you Aquarius by birth? I have my moon is in Aquarius. That's why I love the humanitarian things. I love to, you know, get things on the radio, get things out to the broader consciousness. And also the Aquarius is about being revolutionary, new, pioneering. Well, that's me too. And so the next few weeks, let's find a way of getting out of our rut and to look at the structures in your life and the need to decide which ones no longer serve you. Even if you would walk away, you may appear to be, oh, that's not the good guy. You are taking a stand for being in your own belief system. And if it's time to change, it's time to change. If the group no longer serves you, then it's time to move on. And not to worry about what others may perceive about you as being the bad guy, the good guy. It isn't important. It's just your belief system on what's going on. Also, we've got Mars coming into retrograde, which means it's time to, and it's in purifying Virgo. Anyone a Virgo out there? And so it's about purifying, cleansing your body and your closets. Oh, yes. So as you're cleaning out your closets, you're cleaning out your body, you're purifying, you're looking at foods, you know, during the holidays. Of course, we don't focus on good foods, maybe. M&M's, huh? Mm-hmm. Chocolate, All right. So you're simplifying your life, especially during this time from January the 23rd, which is coming up, coming right up, through April the 13th. So you're cleansing, purifying, and that would be a good time as you're getting ready to do your taxes. You're purifying your systems of how you keep track of things. Keeping things less complicated and anything that's draining on you just to get rid of them. And as we're moving forward in this Aquarius new moon, let's look at our impatience, not to be so impatient. And there's a challenge here in this because we've got this new moon with Jupiter. Jupiter wants to expand in a huge way. Let's expand. Let's build an empire. Or let's get this happening, that happening. And then we've got Saturn. And Saturn wants to be slow and making sure that everything's in, all the ducks are in a row. And to find the balance between these two of wanting to expand and making sure that all your details are in order. It's interesting because in my mastermind group today, I'm listening and I just said, you know, this isn't working, that isn't working. I was really clear what wasn't working. And as they were talking, I realized that one of the first things I started doing after I left still doing high school teaching, was to work with an organizer. And part of the organizer was your purpose, your goals, your actions, and then your scheduling. And I realized that that's really, with what I'm just talking about here, with what this new moon in Aquarius is, that that's one of the things that I'm going to go back into with my coaching. Granted, I love to do the intuitive. Well, see, and that fits in with the other. It's organizing your mind and organizing your heart as a connection between the two. Well, we also know about that same time, 22nd, 23rd, is we are moving into the new year of the dragon. Oh, yeah. That's about being the free-spirited energy, does not like to be held down, wants to expand. The dragon, yes. It represents the enthusiastic do-it-big year. Well, does that sound familiar? I just said that. So it's a good time to review your ambitions. This material came to you from Mark F. Dodlick. Dodic, D-O-D-I-C-H, and his website is Astromark. So you might want to check out his astrology. I always pick a different astrologer every week to focus on and to expand. Well, talking about self-esteem, it's an inside job. So for all of you, you know that the first part of the program, I always pull four cards, and I pick a theme, which is self-esteem. Now, and I had a chuckle because it all related to the inside and also the external. What goes on inside shows up outside. So if you have a situation you'd like to check on, and all of these apply to it, yes, but one probably has more to do with it than the other three. So I have one. Card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four. Which one are you going to pick as your specific one? And in the, of course, if you're listening in the archives, it's also, you can do the same thing. All right, so my guest is going to hold up one, two, three, or four, whichever one she would like. Tammy's going to hold up one of the fingers to say which one she's going to pick. She's picking number two. All right, so she's going to pick a card for me. I'm giving her permission to do that. And she's going to hold up another, maybe the same one, whether which one, number one, two, three, or four. Hold up one. Three. Okay, that's what I had last week, too. Number three. Okay, so number three is mine. Nice. Because I know what each one of them represents. And so let's go. Here's about self-esteem. You can listen. You can jot this down. The first card, as it relates to self-esteem, is the Eight of Discs, prudence. So prudence, that has to do with, it shows a tree, and there are four blossoms on the right, four blossoms on the left, and they are covered. They're not ready to blossom quite yet. So what that means for me, it is flowering inside, because it's going to show up outside. So inside is this richness and wisdom which will emerge with the stillness, with the beauty and the delicacy of that inner realm. No need to force anything. It's already there. Your self-esteem is there. We want to keep this inner beauty protected. In other words, you're not going to go out and say, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? You know, I'm doing this inner stuff. And, you know, they'll look at you like you lost your marbles. Keep it protected. Keep it under wraps, because you're working with it. You're working with this inner beauty and the richness and ideas that will come. So write them down. And the quote that comes from this, it's a Zen traditional quote. It says, sitting silently, doing nothing. The spring comes, the grass grows by itself. You don't have to do anything, just be with that inner beauty. And when I'm connected to source, when I'm connected to my guides or angels, I never feel doubt. It's when I sometimes get out in the world and, oh, whoops, that came up again, huh? So that's number one. If you pick number one, that's for you. Now, how does that relate to you? Okay, number two. It's the Five of Discs, and that is worry. It's showing a pentagram, a five-pointed star. It's upside down. And that means that your self-esteem is being challenged by trying to figure it out. What is it you're trying to figure out? Let's go back to the protected internal landscape, because we can't figure it out. Spirit is in charge of your life. And as you go back inside, you know, you may run into someone and they just blah, 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 and they just may be saying things or whatever. Go back inside and go back to that safe, protected place. And how does that apply to you? As you're listening to this, you may have picked number two. I'm anxious to find out what my guest, because she's a coach and she works with clients, and probably self-esteem comes up for them. And maybe she'll have some examples of how she helps her coaching clients. I don't know. We'll find out. Number three is the Ace of Discs. Excuse me. The Ace of Discs is, of course, aces are always new beginnings. It's inner and outer balance. You see how these things are all kind of repeating themselves? This is the unification of your body and your soul, because they're working together. It's the unification of the material world and the spiritual world. So you see, inside, outside. It's a unification of heaven and earth. What is above is also below. What is within is also without. And so as the body and the soul unite, the body then becomes the temple of the soul. When you treat it like that, you're going to treat your body much, much nicer, because you know that the soul, which is that part of yourself which has gone from one lifetime to another, to another, to another. Cool, huh? So your body, you just pick a different body this time. And you may pick, you know, okay, this time I'm going to be Egyptian. And I'm going to have camels. I don't know. I'm just making this up. And another lifetime, you may have had nothing to do with the Egyptian culture. You may have been a Native American. What is the single thread that keeps running through all of these past lifetimes? I love to delve into past lifetimes. It's so interesting because, you know, not everyone can be Cleopatra. Many people profess to be. So with this Ace of Discs, the new beginning, discovering, developing, and implementing your true potential, which is every being recreated and advancing as you're doing this. You're discovering that inner being that's inside that has been forever and is every lifetime evolving, and the self-esteem comes in here. As long as you're connecting to source, you have connection to those, that knowledge that is that strand, that thread that runs through all lifetimes. I believe I'm a five, the Hierophant, which is the teacher. Always been a teacher, probably in every lifetime. Somehow I managed to land in that position. Whether I wanted to or not, I just landed there. That's number three. That was my card. I like that one. Number four, the Ten of Cups satiety. Now, the first three have been discs, which are, that's on the physical plane. Number four is the Ten of Cups satiety. Cups are emotions. You are so satisfied from within that it radiates outward. Nothing to do, just to be. You're open to receive unconditional love from spirit with no requirements other than to just receive. You've done your homework. And you have every right to feel satisfied because you've done the work. One of my associates in Mount Shasta, Michael J. Tamura, this is his quote and this fit in so perfectly. When we have certainty that what we are seeking is already within us, we stop looking for it and we start preparing for its arrival in earnest. It comes to us, but we have to set up our space into which we can receive it. Yeah. If we're not expecting it, it can't arrive. You're preparing to receive it. It's like when you, what was that movie? If you build it, they will come. If you hadn't built it, they wouldn't come. So that's the message that I've prepared for you today. Interesting. I love it. That's one of my favorite parts of getting ready for Radio Day. I get to prepare all of this and to present it to the world. Kind of like my mastermind to the world. It's my skill set that I present. All right. Now we're going to bring in Tammy. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you, Judith. Happy to be here.
You bet. Well, Tammy, first of all, before we get into the material I presented, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I own and operate Instinctive Life. It's a company that I created based on a need that I had myself.
Okay.
I went through a point in my life where I realized it didn't fit me. I didn't have room for expression. And I didn't really know myself. You've said some really cool things about just knowing yourself and staying inside, like that first card.
Yes.
You know, it may be hidden, but it's in there, and you're intimately aware of it. And I wasn't. I wasn't aware of myself. I wasn't connected with myself. And so I had some life events. We were talking earlier about the life 2x4.
Right.
And I had that happen. I had many things happening to try to knock me into a better expression of self. And I kept ignoring and kept ignoring. And finally, I took the time to make some changes in my life. And actually, first, I needed to take the time to study myself. So.
Ah.
When I studied myself, I discovered that I really, really love people. I have a great curiosity about them, and I really want to help them feel good about themselves and connect to who they are, their own power, and then express that power in their lives. So basically do what I had just done for myself.
Right.
And so I developed Instinctive Life. It's a 6-step program that helps them do those two things, study themselves and then rearrange their lives to fit that self better. So it's very much like what you talked about with those four cards.
Right.
So that was a perfect intro. So that's me in a nutshell and my two wonderful boys who are 13 and 16, who I'm very proud of and very, very grateful to have in my life.
Wonderful. Oh, sweet. You know, you get to coach them and move them forward to get to know who they really are.
And they get to move me forward.
Oh, yes. I forgot that part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. That's when children come into our lives, they do that, don't they?
Yes, they do. They open up a whole new set of lessons for me. And it's just with Instinctive Life, same thing. I have learned and grown through both of them.
Really? That's so great. So you picked number 2, which was a bit of a challenge card. It was the card of worry on the physical plane. So how does that relate to you, your business, your clients?
I would say, you know, like we just said, that your life has an opportunity to teach you, multiple opportunities
right.
to teach you.
Yes.
And it's up to you to learn from it. Mm-hmm. And I think we all will experience success in our lives. And when I say success, I don't mean fancy cars and big homes
right.
and
yeah.
lots of money.
Yeah.
I mean the fulfilling kind of success. And we can all experience that in our lives if we pay attention to those lessons, learn from them, and continue to grow. And I think that card really comes into play in my life as with the lessons that come through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an ever-evolving sense of understanding self-worth, self-power, not having to apologize mm-hmm. and explain. I was speaking with a woman right before this show who she had asked me what my prices were, and I told them, and then I said, oh, but by the way, you know, I work with people. It's a down economy, you know, I'll work with you, you know. And she said, you actually didn't need to go there. She
yeah.
said, you're so excited and passionate about what
right.
you do. You sold me. I come up with the money. You
yeah.
don't have to lower that. And it, you know, once again, it was another lesson
yes.
in, yeah, you know, these prices, they came to me from the source, as you have
yes.
referred, and I felt that they were right and prudent at the time, so I shouldn't need to apologize. So
because you create value.
Yes. What a shocker.
What a shocker.
That is the perfect example of card number 2.
You're right.
So that it's an ever-growing understanding. And being okay with saying, I do create value.
Yes.
I do have personal power. But by the way, with that comes the responsibility then of using that.
Right.
Expressing that so that you give value in win-win situations like
yes.
you talked about
yes.
earlier.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad you're picking up different words that I used here. And that's very, very good. So if you were to coach me, I just let's walk me through what I could expect. I come to you. I see you for the first time. I'm excited to work with Tammy. Oh, my goodness. I get to come in. I've heard her, by the way, I've heard her speak a couple times. Very impressed with the speeches that she's done. Okay. So I'm coming to you and I'm concerned about self-esteem.
Well, often actually, and you mentioned this earlier that most likely, some of my clients have dealt with that issue,
uh-huh.
and it's true. I think it's an ever-pervasive issue
it
right
is.
Now
uh-huh.
in American culture. And so even if a client is not aware that they have a self-esteem issue, it comes out. So I have people come to me for a variety of issues. Some just need a focus, a direction with
mm-hmm.
which to go in their lives. A lot of people come to me because they're unhappy, and they don't know why. And, you know, so whatever the reason, the exterior, you talked about internal and external,
yeah.
whatever the exterior reason is, often it's because they're not connected intimately with self. And it's amazing to me. My tagline, the line that I put on everything I have is purpose plus passion equals problem solved. And so what I believe.
Yeah, I like that. Say that again. Say that again.
Thank you. It's purpose plus passion equals problem solved. So what the philosophy behind that is that when you connect with your passion, with your purpose, what you love to do, and you've talked about this a little bit already today.
Yeah.
When you connect with that, you connect with who you are, and it's an understanding of self. It's a self-research, and that's the first thing that we go through is self-research. And when you connect with that, all of a sudden, the direction becomes clear. And things that used to really derail you don't derail you anymore because you're standing on something firm,
okay,
something true, something that is unmovable. When you understand something about yourself that is unmovable, it takes so much to actually shake you from that foundation.
Wow. I'm just, well, that's kind of like me with radio.
Exactly.
So what is it that you just talked about? What is that with yourself that is unshakable?
You know, it's so funny. For those of you listening, Judith and I were just talking earlier about the different aspects of radio that we like. I love being on the radio, but I wouldn't want my own show. Whereas Judith loves having her own show and would prefer that over being a guest. For me, that's what you have to figure out. You've got to find out what that is about yourself, your own wants and likes and dislikes, and then stick with what you love to do and forget the rest.
Right.
Don't try to be everything. So for me, I love talking about this because I know that there are people out there that will feel better about themselves because I've said something.
Mm-hmm.
So that means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. I love listening to people. I love making people feel better about themselves. Bottom line, for me, my foundation is helping people connect with that intimate sense of self so that they can develop their actually, it's not a developed foundation. It's already there.
It is.
You don't have to put it in place.
Right.
It's already there. Much like your friend said from Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
It's already there within you. You just have to tap into it. I talk a lot about, as an analogy, that you have a gold mine within you. I don't know if you've heard the story, but there's a story of a homeless man, a beggar, who sits on a box with his cup, and he asks for coins all day long. And someone asks him, what's in your box? What is in the box that you're sitting on? Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just my box I sit on. Well, somebody finally got him to get up and look inside the box. And inside the box is this pile of gold. That is exactly what's happening with so many people. That's why self-esteem is such an issue today.
Right.
We don't know our own gold.
And so if any of you out there would like to call in, we would love to find out what makes you tick. What is your story? And so that both of us can do a little coaching for you. And that would be so awesome. And if you don't know, if you're kind of shy, you may want to say, well, let me go ahead, because we're pretty kind on the radio. We promise to be gentle and loving. And so, but if you don't feel like calling, maybe you know someone else, and just say, okay, get on BBS Radio or JudithConradRadio.com and listen to what's going on here. And I'd like to have you call in. Call in instead of me, okay? All right. So you're tapping into the gold mine within. So Tammy, what is your gold mine within?
My personal gold mine has been, like I said, it's developing. My foundation is helping other people develop theirs or research and learn theirs and connect with their personal foundation. So because of that, my gold mine includes listening, inferring, you know, asking questions and then kind of getting deeper. I have like this drive to get to the bedrock of a person. So I don't accept surfacey answers. I tend to dig quite a bit and get to the bottom so that we can find that foundation. If you love music, what is it about music that you love? Why do you like music? Mm-hmm. And what application? So Judith and I both love radio, but we both love totally different aspects of radio. So what I proceed from is this belief that we all have a toolbox with different tools in it. Where Judith and I both may have a wrench, and I think Judith and I actually do share a lot of tools.
Yes.
We have unique tools as well. My tools are not the same as hers. We have a different combination of tools. So where you may share a tool with someone else, your combination is like no other in the world. You are like a snowflake, a leaf on a tree. You are completely unique. And with that knowledge, you have to understand that you have a purpose. You have a reason for being here. You have stuff about you that you can solve that nobody else can touch. And so it's time to figure that out and get out there and do it.
Like that puzzle piece.
Yeah, I love that analogy, actually.
Without you, the puzzle would be incomplete. There'd be a hole in the whole picture, the landscape of life.
Yep, exactly. And somebody somewhere is walking around looking for that missing puzzle piece, and it's just as frustrating for them as it would be for us trying to put together a puzzle.
Right. And sometimes people get very jealous because, oh, that person is doing exactly what I do. No, they're not. They have different skill sets than you do. And what one person may say, oh, I just have to work with that other person. And then you start getting jealous. Well, there goes your self-esteem. Because you have to realize that your skill set is yours. Only yours. In that combination. And someone is looking for you. Mm-hmm. They would just hike a million miles just to get to you because you have that skill set.
Right.
Yep. Kind of like when I started the radio. No one was teaching me how to do radio. And that's why I help people who wanted to get on the radio with 1320 AM. And now I've got this wonderful, the two ladies are doing radio, and I help them, you know, just push them out of the nest and they just flew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's part of my skill set, you know, helping for radio broadcasting.
Yep. We were talking earlier about how Judith clearly loves pulling people together, like in her mind shares, that have different thoughts, and she facilitates that group. She facilitates that sharing of knowledge. And what Judith does with coaching and radio is she is using instincts that come only to her.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to tap into is, what are the things that come naturally to you?
Yes.
When do you find yourself coming up with solutions that other people can't come up with? And we tend to kind of shuck that off. We tend to kind of say, oh, that's just me. Or anybody can do that. And what you don't realize is that, no, not everybody can do that. You truly are unique when something comes that naturally to you.
So your capacity to be able to find the bedrock, to find their purpose and their passion is just natural for you.
Yeah, and I love doing it.
I know.
And that's what you were talking about earlier as well, the win-win.
Yeah.
What do you do when you love what you're doing, and yet the other person is getting such value from you?
Mm-hmm.
When do you find yourself in those situations? Whatever that is, whatever that activity is, that's where you should be spending the majority of your time.
And then comes the question of the value of being able to turn that into a business and to be able to charge. And that's when people go south. The self-esteem is not quite there. And that's the time when you need a coach.
Yeah. Yeah. And someone to support you.
Yes.
And have some objective feedback.
Uh-huh.
Great quote. Don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. You don't have to see the whole staircase to take the first step.
Nice. Very nice.
And I love that when it comes to starting your own business.
Right.
And, you know, or anything, whatever you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And Judith is absolutely right. If you find that thing that's win-win for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you can to live 80% of your life doing that thing, doing those things.
Right.
Because it's not just one.
Right.
It's a multiple of things. And find the way. Be creative. But don't worry about the resources and the time that you have to have at the end of the day.
Right.
Only worry about what the step is right in front of you. And usually that first step doesn't take very much.
I know it. Mm-hmm. I know it. And then sometimes you take a step forward, and then you'll kind of hang there, and you won't really put your weight on that foot. You know, you'll take this step, but you won't really put everything into it because you're afraid, I'm going to fail. And so you kind of back off, and you back into that back foot again, and then you waver there, and then it's all over.
Yeah.
And those people, then they'll say, well, I can't afford a coach. You can't afford not to have a coach at that point.
Yeah.
Because what's there for you.
Yeah, yeah. If you have the desire,
yeah,
then go find one. And Judith and I obviously are both coaches, but like she was saying, we both do things so very differently. And most coaches offer a free consultation, so you go sit down with them and you figure out if it's a good match.
Right,
and that is the key. If you find that there's just something off and that mm-hmm. your connection isn't there, go talk to someone else and keep researching. If it's coming to you, remember we talked about life's 2x4. If it's coming to you to make a change in your life, but you're not exactly sure how to go about it, go find somebody to help. And sometimes it could just be a book or a program on tape. It may not even have to be a coach. Follow, you know what? Joseph Campbell.
Yeah, I know.
Love that man.
I know.
He says, follow your bliss. And I also believe in the concept of following your nose. You know, wherever you're being led, let yourself be led. So if you're thinking, okay, I want to coach, and you're led to somebody in particular, check it out. That's all it takes. You're not having to sign away your life. Right. In fact, I had a great story about that, Judith. Someone came to me, was interested in the program, and just could not imagine paying $1,600, which is what it costs to go through that 6-step process with me.
Right.
She just couldn't imagine paying it. Well, here we are now. I think we're like 6-7 months later, and yeah, she's paid in full. And she's still working with me because she's paid in full. And she said, you know what, when she wrote the last check to me, which was $30, yeah, she would pay as she could. When she wrote me the last check, she said, you know, when we first started, I had no idea how I was going to come up with $1,600, and it's not been that hard. So exactly like what she said, you don't have to see the staircase to take the first step. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you want to do, go after it, and the resources will come to you. They don't have to be to you now. They have to come to you when you need them.
Amen. Yeah. I like that. Right. And I think you've probably experienced this too, as your story just an example of the money will come.
Yeah.
If this is your path, if it isn't the money, it will be the time, or many times coaches have gifted and said, okay, I really believe in what you're about. Let me do the first month. And if you will see results. And from that point, it was like a springboard.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Motivation.
Motivation. Yeah. You're motivated because you can see the results. And, you know, change is such a frightening thing.
Yep. It is. And it seems like we have to eat the whole elephant in one bite.
I know.
It seems like that.
Yeah, I know it. Well, tell me a story, one of your favorite coaching stories. I mean, your greatest successes that you've facilitated and been witness to.
I would say my favorite, Judith, would be people who finally realize that it's not their circumstances in life that can dictate how they feel, but it's themselves. And when someone grasps that concept and they stop trying to move the chess pieces around on the board so much, and they work more on their self-esteem and their connection to source, and when they realize that that's what matters, that that's the true wealth,
mm-hmm,
and not where the chess pieces line up on the board, you know, what their job is, their relationships, when they worry less about that and more about their connection to self and source,
mm-hmm,
that's, to me, that's like, woohoo.
Right.
Victory.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, coaches, you know, don't do the work. They're just there. They're witness. They're guiding. They've had experience. And sometimes we don't even have that experience. It's just that second pair of eyes, mm-hmm, and listening and hearing. And there for a while, I was coming up. Every time this one lady would come in, I got all these great ideas. I said, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. And then I realized it wasn't for me. It was for her.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can say that my favorite calls or visits, because I do both, mm-hmm, long, you know, over the phone,
right,
or in front. My favorite ones are the ones where I feel like I am not there.
Right.
Like I am merely a portal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shutting up and I'm letting the source talk to me.
Right.
And I am sharing what that information is. And in those moments, I feel like there's true connection and true value, mm-hmm, given. And as far as what a coach does for you, and again, this goes back to checking a coach out and making sure that you really get a sense of value from them, because I think that a natural coach is going to be someone who has those natural instincts,
mm-hmm,
that come to them easily. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, you got to find the things that come to you naturally. Well, Judith, what comes to her naturally is her ability to support others, to listen, to understand, mm-hmm, to have compassion for. That's not work for her. She loves doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's her second nature.
Yours too?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Were you describing yourself?
Yeah. So when you hire anybody, life coach or the guy who does the concrete.
Right.
Find out what comes to them naturally.
Mm-hmm.
What is easy for them and what is work for them? And same for you. And you want to stay away from people that are having to work really hard to provide the service that you're needing.
Right. If they're struggling, that may be time for them to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm noticing recently the people I'm meeting are changing careers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 4 months, you have the 4 month program. What, why 4 months, not three, not six or whatever?
And 4 months is actually, that was the fastest, that was the land speed record. I've never had anybody do 4 months other than this one person.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's more like 6 months to a year.
Right.
The 4 month program is more the purchasing project, the purchasing outline for that program.
Okay.
Most people, it's very, very flexible. The program itself is designed to be flexible because mm-hmm. obviously, like I was saying earlier, we each have our own toolbox with
right.
our own set of tools. So it's very different. You know, the person that came through the process in 4 months, this particular person just needed a clarification, just a little bit more focus.
Mm-hmm.
He himself was very grounded as an individual, had quite a bit of self-esteem. He just wanted a little bit more focus, a little bit more specificity
mm-hmm.
in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went through the program for that. And consequently, it took him a very short time. Other people take a little bit longer because there are more issues to deal with.
Right.
Self-esteem, or they don't even know what their gold is or that there's gold there.
Right.
So they consequently take a little bit longer. So it's definitely not hardly anything in there is set in stone other than the desire to find your purpose, to raise your self-esteem, and to make your life fit you. Those are the only things that are set in stone about that.
Right. Oh, that's so good. I love hearing somebody else. And, you know, you're actually just mirroring. We're mirroring each other.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned that you're connecting to source. That's part of your instinctiveness. I use intuition. You use your instinctive life. And so tell me more about that.
You know, it's funny, and I know you can relate to this, Judith, based
yeah.
on our conversations.
You think?
Yeah. Things just come to you, and when they come to you, you may not know why. One of my favorite quotes, it's a Chinese proverb, and it says, "Trust your instincts to the end, though you can render no reason." And when the name Instinctive Life came to me, I didn't know why. This was years ago, and I had no clue like I do now, and I just love it. It's like the names of my boys. When I, you know, you guys as parents, you can understand this. You name your child, you have no idea what they're going to be like. You just hope that the name matches the personality.
Right.
and here I am 13 and 16 years later, and they definitely matched my boys' personalities.
Right.
And same with Instinctive Life. It was 10 years ago that the name started bebopping around in my head, and here I am now, and I cannot think of a better name. And that's one of those times where I felt like I shut up and listened,
mm-hmm.
and that name came to me, and I didn't argue.
Are you an arguer?
I can be.
The name that came to me a long time ago, an intuitive entrepreneur.
Mm.
Love that. And I, for some reason, I dropped that, and that's really where I'm at. And someone else has that website now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm. And I've just been riding with my name, and I've been told Judith Conrad.
Hmm.
So that's where I've been writing on that particular level. And I may go back to the other one. It's fine. I'm unattached to names anymore.
Which I think is smart.
Yeah. And with my name, I'm attached.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, we were talking about radio and the different aspects of radio that you and I like.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that your name is what you're sticking with now, the
uh-huh.
thing that speaks to me about that is you are the person in front of the show. You are the facilitator, the leader of the show. And Judith Conrad says what it is. It is the Judith Conrad radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the leader, the facilitator of the mastermind, whether it's on radio or in person.
Right.
So to me, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and someone said, well, that's kind of an ego-driven program. I said, no. And when I used to interview people in the Bay Area, and of course they purchased the program for a lot of money, and so they got the whole hour. And I realized that was not pleasing to me.
Mm.
I wanted that part, like I do the first part of the program.
Right.
That is my part of just going deeper and connecting to source, and I just there's something happening. You probably noticed my whole persona changing when I started doing that. And I, at one point, I felt like I was channeling because I was connected to Source. And that part just gets me so excited.
Yeah.
That's why I do the radio.
Right.
And then
that's
the inner.
You should stay doing the radio.
Yeah, I will. Yes, coach.
Exactly.
I just got coached. I love it when the coach gets coached.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was taking my coaching training, it was all of us had two coaches because we were up to big things. And so we needed to have two coaches, and everyone did.
Right. You know, I'm often asked this question, so I'm going to ask you the question.
All right.
How does the coach get coached?
Well,
you personally.
Me personally. Myself personally right now, I do not have another coach. I go inside and I get coached by spirit.
Yep.
Because when I can go inside and connect to Source, I know what's right and wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. And when I don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you argue.
When I argue. We have a like trait. Yeah, similar traits here. Again, I'd like to throw it out if you'd like to call in Tammy Brannon, and I would love to be able to do a little coaching for you on air, and that would be our greatest desire. So go ahead. You have the numbers in front of you, whether you're listening to BBS Radio or you're on my website, judithconradradio.com. And by the way, this program will be archived as soon as I receive it from our wonderful Doug, who is working with us today, and he'll send it right over, and you'll be able to listen to that. It's so exciting when you get, oh, I was listening to that today. Now I can go back and hear parts and pieces that I missed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's pretty neat.
It is so neat. And so one of the things, intuitively, instinctively, what do you feel is coming up in the way of new careers? I don't know. I just popped into my head.
New careers
and not for us.
Right.
Because we're pretty much, set. Although we're open.
Yeah, sure.
We're open to what else is coming up for you.
Absolutely.
So what intuitively do you think is coming up for you?
For me personally?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting question. I am part of a network group. It's a BNI chapter, and we're doing this program right now. It's called Fast Track, and a big push of this program is to understand your business and whether you are visible enough and whether you've gained enough credibility mm-hmm. in order to earn profitability. And I personally, this is back to card number two, the challenge card.
Right.
When it comes to marketing myself, I'm not that great. You know, I don't like tooting my own horn. I'm not very comfortable with
yeah.
that. So, but this program has helped me understand that developing relationships, especially one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
is not only very comfortable and rewarding for me,
yes.
but it also helps people get to know me and see my passion and be involved with that. So,
right.
So what I see for myself in the upcoming months is a lot more visibility and growing comfortability with that.
Comfortability. I like that. I love comfortability.
Yes.
I love that so much. That's so good. Okay, so any questions?
Well, you asked me that question. I'll turn that right around and back on you.
Whoops. What I'm seeing is that I'm going to get more serious about my business, about my coaching. I've been mostly focusing on the radio. Mm-hmm. And that I'm opening up now to more of the organizational part, which I mentioned about that I started out with the personal resource system, which is a great system to organize your mind and to look at your purpose of why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like only this has more, it's a tangible thing. You can actually have a physical organizer or you can do it electronically.
Cool.
And it's about weaving the what is it, a project that you want to do
mm-hmm.
and taking the pieces that need to be done right now and you move it over into the today.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move it in. If you don't do it today, you move it into the tomorrow. And after 3 weeks, if you haven't done it, you need to go back to the drawing board and start again. And so it's using the mind map and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I got into this whole intuitive work.
Can you explain the mind map?
A mind map is to imagine a wagon wheel.
Okay.
A wagon wheel. And in the center, you write either the known or the unknown.
Okay.
And then you have spokes. Take out the outside rim. And then you can, and this, you probably do this, only you just don't have a form like I do. And please use it. And each spoke represents some facet that of the project.
Cool.
So if I'm going to clean the garage would go in the center. Mm-hmm. And then I would put one spoke would be front of the garage, right front.
Because, sure.
And so that's number one. Mm-hmm. Spoke number two would be right left.
Okay.
You know, or the front left. And that would break it down like that. And then under each one of those spokes, I would put subcategories. Mm-hmm. So what's in the front? I would have someone write down everything's in that right front of the garage. And so you get to identify what stays, what doesn't stay.
Nice. I was talking with someone recently that talked about how our sense of accomplishment mm-hmm. is missing in some. The desire to accomplish and the understanding of how good that feels.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're talking about is taking a task mm-hmm. that needs to be accomplished
right.
and breaking it down into manageable sizes
right.
so that you can then tackle certain areas
right.
and give yourself a break,
yeah.
which sometimes we don't do. Us go-getters, we go and go and go.
Type A, you mean?
Right, right. And so I can see how the mind mapping that you're talking about
right.
with a project helps you, like Martin Luther King was saying, not try to take on the whole staircase
right.
in one leap,
mm-hmm.
but just take it one stair at a time.
Right. And, you know, you can take any project, break it down and into manageable portions and then give yourself this time thing. Okay, I'm going to work on the right front of the garage, and I'm going to give myself 25 minutes and no more. Take the timer, set the timer, but then you identify what needs to happen during that 25 minutes, mm-hmm. and you just go for it.
Right.
At 25 minutes, you're done.
Right.
That's it.
And you know you'll be done. So anybody can do anything for 25 minutes.
Right, right. And so it's not so huge. It's going to take all day because right. a lot of people procrastinate. Oh, let me go and get some water. Let me make some coffee. And so the project never is focused upon.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're talking about moving your coaching a little bit into helping people kind of make the rubber hit the road.
Right.
Taking something that they want to do, mm-hmm. whether it's a project like that
mm-hmm.
On the outside or an internal.
Inside, yeah.
External, internal yeah. project, and helping them realize it.
Right.
So it no longer is on your to-do list. It becomes done.
It's done, yeah. And if not the whole thing, at least you get excited about what you've accomplished in that 25 minutes, or it could be 2 hours. You know,
right.
I just picked 25 minutes.
Sure.
And it could be 2 hours, but it has to be concentrated.
Right.
Nothing else, no visitors, nothing.
Right. And then they know that they get to come back and share that with you.
Right.
Whether they did it or didn't do
right.
it, they get to share it with you.
And I get to say, oh, good, what portion did you do?
Right.
And maybe it was only getting the bicycle out of there, which was
A start. Yeah.
And I get to be the cheerleader. Yeah.
Yeah. But also the booter in the bottom. Where it's, yeah, okay,
booter.
Now.
Booter in the bottom.
Next time, a little bit more than the bicycle.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So then you, well, I'm sure we do a lot of the same things.
Well, no, I see that as very different, actually.
Okay.
Because I really am going from a more foundational
uh-huh.
aspect of the inner, you know, that connection to self-esteem
okay.
and self-worth. And I actually see your program being a follow-up to my program. Like, okay, so you know what your self-worth is. And now, you know, the second part of my program is tweaking your life, making changes in your life.
Uh-huh.
But they only are with me at that point for, you know, a couple months maybe.
Yeah.
And those to-do switches, I mean, I see my life continually evolving to match what I'm learning about myself. So there
All right.
will forever be projects, both internal and external, that need to be done.
Right. Good. I like the fact that you're using yourself, you're teaching what you're learning.
Absolutely. Yep. Which I think is our job, actually, to learn and then share.
Right. And I asked for her birthday, and she's a Virgo, and she's in a 5 year, so we're both fives this year. and the whole world is in a five, which is change, major change. And being the teacher, what is it that you can teach? It comes so naturally, like falling off a log. Right. And maybe you're the learner, the teacher and the learner. So the teacher learns what they need to teach.
Yep.
And that's exactly what you're doing.
Yep.
And your story is, I love your story.
Thank you.
Of how you got into your business.
Thanks.
More stories.
It was important to me. I think I was telling you earlier that I'm kind of a quick starter. I jump off the block, maybe a little early sometimes. And when I realized that my life just did not fit me, I was ready to have it fixed yesterday.
Yes.
And I had this vision that I actually hate to admit, because it's scary. As much as I love my boys, I had this vision of running away. And I think it was because what I was really running away from is my life, the definition of my life at the time. And not my boys, but the definition of my life.
Well, I just looked at the time, and we just ran out of time.
Wow.
We got so excited at what we're talking about. Okay. Well, I will see you tomorrow on the radio from 4 to 5 with Barbara Ray. And we'll be talking also about self-esteem, another aspect of self-esteem. So we'll see you tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Thank you.
This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.